News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, the National Transport Authority has launched a public consultation on the first phase of its core bus corridor project, which is part of Bus Connects. Phase one includes the routes from Clongriffin, Swords, Blanchardstown and Lucan into the city centre. Well, our reporter Shane Beattie took a ride on one of the affected routes yesterday to hear what local residents think about the new plans.
So I'm on the 66 bus. This is the bus that goes from Merrion Square the whole way to Maynooth. As you can hear, very, very quiet here at Merrion Square, but this bus will go down Westmoreland Street, it'll go into Chapelizod, it'll go on the Lucan Road into Lucan Village, on out to Leakslip, and then on finally to Maynooth. The bus is empty at the moment. We're expecting a huge crowd on this because it's just gone 5:15. At the moment in Chapelizod, through the village at peak times, there's between 5 to 10 minutes of buses, but big changes from the National Transport Authority would see this reduced to every half an hour. These buses that go through Chapelizod instead would use the Chapelizod bypass under a new service called the C. This route would be then made up of a number of services that would join together at the C just before the turn off for the N4 for Lucan Village. And as a replacement for the lost buses, Chapelizod would be served by a single route, the 14, that would run every 30 minutes. And these Chapelizod commuters have been telling me how they feel. So you've just got off the 66 bus. If this bus is cancelled, what does that mean for you coming home in the evening?
It would be a case of having to get probably a loose to Houston and then walk the rest of the way. But I don't know if you saw that a man was standing on that bus right beside the bus driver with a toddler and a baby. He had nowhere to sit, nowhere to stand, essentially. So, you know, it's already over capacity. So I don't know how people would get home because we're already struggling with the buses that they do have, and I've complained to Dublin Bus a few times in recent weeks, and I know other people at this bus stop have, because they've obviously missed work, missed trains, they're starting to walk, trying to get taxis, there's no taxis to get because there's so many of us waiting at the bus stop.
And do you get the bus in the morning as well?
Yeah.
And what's that, what would that be like, and what's it like at the moment even?
So it's much, much worse trying to get into town obviously than it is trying to get home from town, because these buses start in Merrion Square. So when you consider there probably aren't that many people trying to get from Merrion Square through town to, you know, Palmerstown and Lucan in the morning, bar maybe some school kids and some people going to Maynooth. Worst is the morning situation, because all the buses that arrive in Chapelizod come from Lucan. So everybody from Dublin West to town has gotten on the bus. So by the time it gets to us, it's completely full. So it's not even a case of being able to get the buses that are already coming here. Like, we can't actually get on the buses. So this morning I came down here at 10 to 8 and I think there was about, I would say, like 15 to 20 people, but by 8:15, a good few buses had passed us and nobody could get on a bus.
The bus is full going by, going through Chapelizod.
Yeah, the buses can't stop in Chapelizod Village because they're already full. And if they do stop, it might be like a case of letting off one person. Another person can get on, but then it's causing, obviously, tensions in the village as well, because people are there for maybe up to an hour. And then if you're the person who gets on with your leap card and they've got some change and you step on, obviously they're not impressed. So
What if those buses even go?
But there's no way for them to go, because obviously there's no route here. Like, we're on a direct, if you think of the road going straight out to Palmerstown Lucan, like, we're one stretch up from the quays, there's nothing else.
Your appeal would be, don't do it?
Of course it would be, don't do it.
So I've just crossed the road from where you get off the 66 bus at the city centre into Chapelizod at evening time, crossing the road now to where you get the bus from the main street in Chapelizod into the city centre. Lots and lots of people waiting here right now to get the bus in, and clearly a lot of people waiting in the morning. You would be one of those who wait for the bus, obviously. Do you know about these plans?
The bus routes, here's one coming now, is the, you know, it's the talk of Chapelizod for the last 6 months. We've been hounding the NTA with emails, and we've had a march here. We're all going crazy with the lack of transport here, especially at rush hour.
And if you get the bus in at rush hour, what is it like currently, and what would it be like if this all goes through?
Well, at the moment, it's a nightmare between, say, 7:30 and 8:30, even earlier on a lot of occasions. It's not the frequency of the buses, it's that they're full by the time they get to Chapelizod.
How does that leave people then? Because if the buses are full already, how would it leave people?
Well, it's hard to know because the volumes of, if it starts at Liffey Valley, comes out here, there's about 12 stops approximately between Liffey Valley and Chapel Izzet, if I count it correctly. And if it's there's only a bus every half hour, it's probably going to be full again by the time it gets here.
What would you say to the NTA?
Just really have a look at it. There's lots of new shops, businesses, proposed, loads of new proposed apartments and rapid bills. One bus every half hour is just not going to work for the area.
The Lucan route is part of phase one of the Bus Connects Corridors project for Dublin. Routes in this phase include Clongriffin to the city centre, also Swords, Blanchardstown and Lucan to the city centre. A public consultation has been opened on these four corridors until the middle of February. Gardens of around 1,300 Dublin houses could be reduced to allow for the bus and cycle lanes. Homeowners along 16 routes in the city would get an average payment of €25,000 from the NTA through compulsory purchase orders.